I just said, I just said he should have got the award. What else do you want me to say?
Come on now, wait a second.
So lost.
49, 152, 328, 37, 117, 297.
I have a lot of championships. I'm telling you, it's the bread. I am one of the gifted guys at using a snowball.
Wait a second. Andy Pettit is a starting pitcher.
Have some guts to commit. Goodall, have some guts. Show some guts. A little guts here. Guts. Throw him out of the league. Throw him the hell out.
Bottoms up, get them up.
Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico.
We are country and western.
Let's get this thing started. It's my kind of party.
All right, welcome everybody, Colin Country. Usually we start with, we're back here for season four, of course. Hold on. All right, we're good. And usually we start with the songs or whatever, but we're not doing that today because, well, it's WJRH, you know, the deal, Colin Country, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania, 104.9 FM, that whole deal. But we begin season four today, Super Bowl Eve, with a huge Super Bowl preview. Joining us now on the phone to begin season four is Will Gathis. Will, welcome. How are you?
Good. I didn't hear co-host to introduce me. I mean, my title is co-host Will Gathis. So.
Oh, the board didn't approve that, so I'm sorry.
I mean, just things for future reference. Also, where did the first three seasons come from? You know, my recollection is this started last winter.
No. Maybe, no. I think you got to go back. Well, see, I'm cutting it up like each semester is a season. So I started sophomore year. So sophomore, fall, spring.
Did you
fall,
start
spring.
Sophomore fall?
Well, I don't really know. That's what I'm guessing.
See, you I'm know, really sure. I do know because as the co-host, these are some of the things that I look into. Oh. And yeah, this is the season premiere, the third season.
Oh,
but
season three.
I actually had something to say about that. you know, every year it seems like the media kind of, you know, neglects some of these shows that just really are terrible, and they just drag on and drag on. And it's incredible how this show has gotten three seasons when, you know, there are great shows, great radio shows. I mean, Mike Francesa is leaving the air. That should tell you where the state of radio right now.
That's right, and I'm not allowed to talk about it that much, but you know, just suffice it to say, I've been in the studios recently talking to Mike about, you know, what's going to happen come January of 2018. So we'll see. Keep posted.
I mean,
you guys
are close. I trust your.
Yeah, we're good friends.
Yeah.
I love Mike.
I mean, I'm surprised that, you know, they kept you on board for a third season. I mean, what was viewership last year? One or two guys?
well, I don't know if we had any viewers, but in terms of listeners, you know, we had a few.
Yep, same thing. Yep.
Well, we have you on because, of course, as you know, and as our audience should know, you have a very astute football knowledge. And, of course,
I'm taking
it
Seattle with the points tomorrow.
Oh, you're taking Seattle. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, who did you have in the Pro Bowl?
You know, I'm not that rabid of a football fan anymore. I'll be honest. I was like most Americans. I didn't watch.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, did you at least watch the skills challenges?
No, I didn't. I didn't get to see it. I was busy doing, you know, like real world stuff.
Oh well. Well, you missed a lot. So I'm sorry about that. But anyway, if I remember from high school, you would boycott the Super Bowl. Are you still boycotting the Super Bowl? First question.
You know, boycott is a strong term. You know, as the listeners may know, I'm not a big fan of the Super Bowl. I think that it's kind of a ridiculous spectacle. It's hardly a football game. It's more of an affair of entertainment. So.
Yep.
But as someone who loves entertainment, I'll be watching.
So. Okay, you'll be watching it. So.
But not as a football fan.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we have that distinction.
Yep.
So, if you're watching it here, I mean, Patriots are going in a 3-point favorite. If you were to make a bet, where would you place that bet?
You know, it's funny. I actually just gave up betting about 2 weeks ago.
Is that because I took everyone's money in the Fantasy Football League?
No, it's not that, actually. Okay. You know, I was actually on a roll, and I just realized that there are better ways to spend my time and my money, so.
Oh, okay.
I decided to just withdraw everything. You know, I got paid in Bitcoin, as strange as that is.
That's terrible.
But long story short, I'm out of the betting world, and my opinion for tomorrow, I did see that line, and my opinion is that I would take New England with the points 12 times out of 10.
Okay, 12 times out of 10, you're going to take New England. So you think they're going to win then, obviously, because they're favorite. So.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Okay, well, I think the Falcons are going to win. And just to bolster that opinion, I know before you were hating on my predictions, but if we can go back to November 5th of this program, I'd just like to take us back in time real quickly and hear what the last prediction I made was and how that turned out. So November 5th program, let's fire that up real quick. The last state is Pennsylvania. And the winner of Pennsylvania will be Trump. I'm not going to say it's going to be Clinton, so it's going to be Trump. He's going to win Pennsylvania. He's surging there. He was down 6 to 8 points a couple weeks ago. He's now down anywhere. He's anywhere from a tie to a 3-point race in Pennsylvania. And the momentum's on his side. The Clinton campaign's clearly worried. The Trump campaign's going in there with new money. They're going to make three or four appearances there in the last couple days. Clinton, Obama, Bill, the whole group is going to be in Philadelphia Monday night to try to get that turnout out, which means they are very worried about black turnout. And I was right, and they were, and it didn't turn out for him, and Trump won, he won the presidency. So I'd just like to say that my record recently has been pretty good with predictions. So
I remember that really astute observation when you predicted last February that Trump would be out of the race by Super Tuesday. So.
Well, if we let that clip keep going, that's when you bring that up.
I mean, that crystal ball.
I wasn't going to do that.
Wilson clocks right twice a day, as they say, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you know, a lot of these shows do Super Bowl trivia, Will, and considering you're probably the smartest football person we're having on the show tonight, I thought we would do a little bit of trivia. So fire up the trivia music here real quick.
I love trivia.
So we got the music here for you.
If I get them all right, do I get to meet Francesa?
The winning is you get to be the first guest on my new show come January 2018 on The Fan. So that's your prize.
Great, perfect.
So, four questions. If you get the first three right, the final one will be in audio.
It will be in audio.
Yeah, so get the first question right. All right, what kind of fan are you, Will?
I don't know. I'm not a fan.
You're a Jets fan.
I'm a Jets fan.
Yeah, so who did the Jets beat in Super Bowl III?
Baltimore Colts.
That's correct. One down, three to go. Question two. What is the only Super Bowl to have two head coaches who are brothers coaching against each other?
I can't name the year, but it was Jim and John Harbaugh. I think it was 2013, 2012.
Yeah, it's good enough. Yeah, I don't know the year either, but it was Jim and John. Niners and Ravens, good enough.
Yes, sir. Okay. The Beyonce lights out game.
Yep, that's right. Good piece of detail in there. All right, this one's a little tough here. Nine franchises have won the Super Bowl in their first try. Give me five of the nine that won it on their first attempt.
I'm going to say the Giants.
One down.
Let's see. Well, first Super Bowl, wasn't that the Packers who won?
That's correct. That's two.
Okay. And I'm pretty sure they beat Kansas City, so not Kansas City.
Not Kansas City. That's correct.
I know Minnesota's never won one, so that's not on the list.
That's accurate.
Let's see. All right, let's start taking some shots now.
What kind of fan are you?
I'm a Jets fan.
That's three down.
Let's do Jets, yeah.
Yeah. All right, now for some shots.
How about New England?
They are not on the list.
Oh, is that it?
No, you get another chance.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let's keep thinking.
Yeah, I'll give you a freebie there.
All right, let's say Dallas.
Well, no, they're not on the list either. Two strikes. One more strike and you're out.
Okay, let's think harder now.
I'm giving you one hint. One of the teams was coached by my boy, John Gruden.
Oh, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
Correct, the Bucks.
Okay, and let's see, one more. I'm trying to think of a new team that's won the Super Bowl early on in its trials.
Yep, there's a classic team on there. A couple classic teams.
Let's go with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
That's correct. Pittsburgh Steelers is correct.
Perfect.
So one strike left, but one question left. So this is it. It's a do or die here on the final question.
All right, the final question
will be in audio. So we'll turn down the music here. We'll find the, where is it? Here it is. The audio. Listen up, Will, for a trip to be my guest in a year.
Great.
And I really have to dedicate this to some guys who came before me. When I came in the league in 1981, you know, Jimmy Ray and Sherman Lewis, Lionel Taylor, those guys were in the league already. And great coaches that I know could have done this if they'd have gotten an opportunity. The Lord gave me the opportunity, Lovey and I, and we're able to take advantage of it. But we're certainly not the best, certainly not the most qualified, and I know there's some other guys that could have done it given the chance. So,
were you able to hear that?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have an idea of who that is?
Tony Dungy.
That's correct. Tony Dungy.
Yes. Okay.
Ding, 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 ding.
I'm starring the show next year.
Wow. So, you know, not even a trip, but you'll co-host the whole 5.5 hours. So that's a big, all expense paid, you know.
That's great.
We'll get you down there.
I think I'll be gone that day.
Oh, you'll be sick?
Yeah. Either that or you won't be the host anymore.
Oh, well, we hope that's not the case. Oh, we have a fan-submitted question here. This is an extra credit question. Name.
I already got 100%.
You already got it. So this is just for an extra point. Name the the last player to shoot himself after winning the Super Bowl. Not fatally, just accidentally to shoot himself in the leg after winning the Super Bowl.
See, now I'm fuzzy with the dates, but I know Aqib Talib did it to himself. I know Plaxico Burress did it to himself, but
it's one
I'm
of those
sure
two.
If either of them actually did it after the Super Bowl, but you know, Talib's the more recent one, but I feel like the question's only being asked because, you know, you're a Giants fan and
you're
probably Burress.
Give me a final answer.
I'm going to go with Plaxico.
Oh, it's Hakeem Talib. Well, listen, you got the two most recent. That's pretty good. So if you look at it from that perspective, you had the two most recent. So you went above and beyond the question, even though you did get it wrong. So
I appreciate your leniency.
I don't appreciate you not wanting to come down for the show, but that's fine. I'm a generous, kind host. I'm not going to retaliate in kind. So.
Yeah. I mean, there's a low bar set, so.
Well, that's not very nice, but it's fine. So, that's a good job getting the audio there. It's pretty good.
Yeah, thank you. I heard Lovey, and I just knew where it was going.
So. I see. Good work out of you. How's UPenn?
It's going well. I'm actually doing some reporting for our school newspaper, so.
What are you reporting on?
Women's basketball, and there's a wrestling match. They're at the same building.
Oh, are you going to do that now?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Well, I was hoping you were going to be reporting on the wall or something, but I guess that's exciting too.
No, not yet.
Oh, well.
Hasn't been built yet.
All right, well, when I go down there with my construction helmet and bricks and stuff, I hope you toss me an interview.
You're going to have hundreds of protesters here to deal with, so.
Well, you're going to probably be, I hope you're not with them, right? You're going to be one of those Berkeley people.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not protesting Trump. I would just protest you.
Okay. Well, that's fine. No, as long as you're not protesting my Trump, that's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure you're a big fan of everything that's happened, so.
No, not really.
Oh, really? No?
Yeah, there's a little bit of disconnect on that.
Oh, well, that's too bad. What do you not like?
Yeah. Kind of everything since he's gotten in.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, I mean,
you just don't want to see America great.
I don't see the world
fine.
Through as rosy glasses as you do. So,
well, that's just unfortunate. I'm just very sad to hear that you don't want to see America great again. But that's fine. You know, not everybody wants to. Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, as you know, I was never a Trump supporter,
and I'm still not a Trump supporter.
But he is the president. Nothing I can do about it. I'm sure as hell not going to be a protester. So.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you're not joining with those Berkeley morons.
Yeah, that's one thing to call them.
Yeah, well, congratulations on a successful trivia. So good job.
All right, thank you. Just you can email me my plane tickets.
It's actually a bus ticket, but okay.
Oh, great. Yeah. So you couldn't even. It can't even be a nice trip.
No, you're actually in the luggage section of the bus too, so we're oh, tossing perfect. You in there. So
yeah, I would love traveling under the bus.
Thank you, Will.
Yep, thanks, Ben.
See ya. Will Gathis with a quality call as always. So, well, now we'll get to the other the stuff we usually lead off with. So we'll be back shortly.
And you do the talking.
All right. Well, for the rest of this program here, we got 39 minutes. We will have coming up in the second half of this hour a live report from the Wells Fargo Center from Chris White, where Villanova is hosting number 4 in the country. Villanova is hosting St. John's for an 8 o'clock basketball game. So we'll have Chris out there live from the arena with a pregame of the Nova game, as well as possibly interviewing some random Villanova people in the stands and getting their takes on something. I don't really have any idea what he's going to ask about. It probably will be a total disaster, probably, because, I mean, whenever we get Chris on the line, he just doesn't listen to anything I say to him, so he just goes and rambles and screams and just does whatever he wants, and we really have no control over what is on the air here, so really no idea how it'll go. Probably be a disaster, but it could be okay, so we'll try it out, and if it's a disaster, we won't do it again. If it works, we'll do it next week. So this is really the only chance I have to try the stuff out, so it's fine. Well, I did some research into the FCC regulations, and because there's a pretty hilarious clip of Chris Mad Dog Russo from the Mike and the Mad Dog People, has this Super Bowl trivia contest, and the people can't get the right answer, and he goes nuts on them. But, you know, he's on XM, so they can say whatever they want on there. So I looked it up, and according to the FCC, nothing he said was prohibited by the FCC people. So we're going to play it, but, you know, it could be slightly offensive to somebody, but that's fine. I mean, just get over it. It's fine. Well, we're going to play it as soon as I look it up. So that you would think in the 8 minutes that the songs were playing, I could have looked up what we're going to do next, but, well, I didn't. So let's see. Mad Dog, the Russo guy, Super Bowl trivia. Let's see. Well, it's the first link, of course. So here's Mad Dog trying to get the final answer to this question.
That's a good guess, Kramer, because, you know, he was on that line. So it's not Kramer, and it's not Forrest Gregg, and it's not Thurston. So there's only a couple more. Jesus Christ, only a couple of more. Rick in Tucson. Rick, good afternoon.
I'm well.
All right, Rick, I'm doing well. The final Packer offensive lineman announced during pregame introductions in Super Bowl I.
I'm doing that.
No, it's not him. There's only one more. There is only one more. That's it. One more. It's not Gail Gillingham. It's not Jerry Kramer. It is not Jim Ringo. It is not Bill Curry. It is not Fuzzy. There is one more. That's it. Manny in Jacksonville. Super Bowl I. Manny, final pack of offensive linemen announced during pregame introductions.
I don't know.
Take a guess.
No, I don't know.
Jack Lord. No, that's not the answer. From Hawaii 5-0, Ryan in Atlanta. Super Bowl I. Final Packer offensive lineman announced during pregame introductions was who?
Jerry Kramer.
No, it's not Jerry Kramer. And it's not Fuzzy Thurston. And it's not Gail Gillingham. And it's not Fuzzy Zeller. And it's not Jim Ringo in there. And it's not, no, it's not Bill Curry. Who is the offensive lineman who was announced lastly in that stupid, asinine, crappy, garbage, terrible production game I have never. Who is the offensive lineman? Goddamn.
Ooh. I'm trying to bleep it out here. I did a good job.
Oh, Chris, you always put me on in a hole, buddy. You always put me on a hole.
Who is it?
Give it to one to Larry Mitchell.
No! Listen, Larry, listen! Who?
What
was it?
Forrest Gregg.
No, I said it's not Forrest Gregg! It's not Forrest Gregg! It is not Jerry Kramer! It is not Fuzzy Thurston. It's not Mel Hine. It's not Vince Lombardi. It's not Ray Nitschke. It's not Mike Webster. It is not Anthony Munoz. Jeff in Florida. Who's the lineman? Jeff! Wake up! Who's the lineman? Dead! This is the garbage you're giving! Zach in Philly. Zach, who's the lineman?
What's that? And I'm going to say Bill Curry?
No, I don't want that Bill Curry guy!
not Bill Curry. It is not Fuzzy Thurston. It's not Forrest Gregg. It's not Jerry Kramer. Oh, it's not Big Bob Brown. Who is the goddamn...
We missed that one.
Who's the lineman?
Which lineman do you want to know?
The offensive lineman. This is part of the mob. They get it right. The last offensive lineman. Packers introduced Super Bowl I. Who is it?
The first Super Bowl.
Yes.
All right. It's got to be between Bob Skowronski and Tony Mandarich. I'll say Bob Skowronski.
Yay!
All right, you got it. So, it was a little long, whatever, it's fine. But that's what the Super Bowl trivia contest can be. You know, the one with Will was pretty good. So maybe not that funny, but still pretty good. So these are pretty good. We're almost at 7:30, in which we will be awaiting the live report from the Wells Fargo Center, where Villanova is a big favorite against St. John's. I mean, we really don't have any interest whatsoever in that game, except for the fact that we probably want to see St. John's pull off an upset, or we really have no interest at all, actually. I really don't care. But Seton Hall got a big win today, again, at Georgetown, big 2-point overtime win. That's really the only game we care about, and by we, I mean me and my show, and that's really all we care about, because my show, so it's fine. One thing, well, first of all, as we continue to make America great again, the list of stories the media got wrong in 1 week. 1 week. They said that Trump was easing the sanctions on Russia, which he wasn't. They said he threatened to invade Mexico with troops, like start a war with Mexico. He didn't do that either. They had to rescind that 12 hours later. They said the Iraqi mother died while waiting for the Trump Muslim, quote unquote, Muslim ban, which is not a Muslim ban. I mean, it's demonstrably not that. But they said she died waiting to get transport or whatever. She didn't. She's perfectly well and alive. They said that the Gorsuch guy, who's going to be the next Supreme Court justice, started a fascism club in high school. He didn't. They said Trump renamed Black History Month to African American History Month. It's always been African American History Month. He didn't rename it. It's been that way the entire time. And then they said he was setting up this apprentice-style Supreme Court duel between the justices because he was bringing the two finalists both to the White House, and he was going to tell which one got it and which one had to go home. Only one of them came to the White House. They weren't both there. One of them was there. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's really staggering how much they get wrong in a week. And then, and the thing is, like on Twitter and stuff, the wrong story. Well, first of all, there are always two themes to this. The wrong story is always a negative on Trump. It's always negative Trump. There's never a wrong story that's pro-Trump that they have to retract and say, oh, sorry, we got it wrong. It's actually not pro-Trump. It's always negative Trump. Always. Without exception. And the second part is, it gets a ton of coverage, the wrong story, and then the tiny little correction that they slide in thereafter and say, oh, no, never mind, we're taking back our story, gets no coverage. So that's great that, you know, you rescinded it and retracted your story, whatever. But if it's out there for a day, everyone heard that story, no one hears the correction, and they all go on thinking the wrong thing. It's just frustrating. Also, all these college professors, of course, have PhDs to be in their jobs or whatever. Why the heck do I have a professor saying that Trump has instituted a Muslim ban? Or the media saying that, for instance. Why? 88% of the Muslims aren't affected by the travel ban. Also, the 10% of Syrian Christians who live in Syria, they also can't come either. It's not that only the Muslims in these countries, which were named by Obama, the seven countries, it's not as if only the Muslims there can't come. Everybody can't come. Nobody can come. Nobody can come. And 88% of Muslims are completely unaffected by the travel ban. So how is it a ban on Muslims? Also, Trump took in 1,000 refugees last week. He's on pace to take in 50,000 refugees for the entire year, which is the exact in line with what Obama and Bush did. It's slightly less than Obama, and it's exactly in line with what Bush did. So how does he hate refugees? I mean, it's just, like, there's no, if you want to make an argument, make it based on the facts. Don't make up your own facts to then make your argument, because it just makes your argument sound totally weak and illiterate and ineffective. There's no point to make up facts to bolster your argument if you're going to argue against somebody who knows what the facts are, because you just look like a total fool. Well, I guess the media's talking to a lot of people who have no idea what the facts are, but it's just frustrating. Try a little harder. Well, they are trying, because it's not like they do this by accident, but it's just frustrating. So we'll get to other stuff shortly, but we'll go back to whatever I had planned now, which is, oh yeah, Blake Shelton's on that that Ippolito show me, so we'll see if it's good or not. I don't know. Turn it down. Jeez. That's fine. All right, we'll be back.
Through the trees, it looks so pretty in your eyes. I guess I got carried away, kept you out here all night. And I hope you don't mind. By the smile I see on your face, I think you're having a good time, a good time. When I picked you up, knew it wouldn't be enough, couldn't fit it in one night. Should've told you then, soon as you got. Now getting to be somebody that you know. Kick your seat on back, 'cause girl, we're gonna take it real slow. We already turned last night into tomorrow.
Braylon Gilbert has released a new album, so on request of Hannah, we're gonna play one from Braylon Gilbert's new album.
You're in my head all night.
inside of mine and it's a perfect fit. And I'm in love with you all over me in every way. And I wouldn't be saying this if you were away. You're in my head, oh, my head, baby. You got me thinking crazy, this ain't me. I know where it ends and this has got too good to be true. Written all over it, I'm taking this leap of faith. I forgot how to breathe. You're in my head. What am I gonna do with you? You're in my head. You got me thinking crazy to see me. I know where it ends and this has gotten too good to be true.
So there's Mr. Gilbert with his album, which is pretty good. Didn't live up to my very lofty expectations of it, but it has some good songs that are pretty good, so it's fine. It's good. So we have Tucker Carlson has a pretty good new show, fairly new, and now he's killing it at 9 o'clock, absolutely dominating in the ratings, much higher than Megyn Kelly even got. So he's a... rewarding Fox's confidence in him for sure, but he had this guest on, this idiot congressman, Swalwell or something, who knows, who cares, but he's a congressman, so he got care a little bit, I guess, but he's asking about the Gorsuch judge, Judge Gorsuch, who's going to be on the Supreme Court, and, well, in lead up to this, because there, and this is about the human life debate thing, but in lead up to this, one of my classes, the professor is using an example and he's like, so just for the sake of argument, he's like, I don't believe this, but you know, I think really only the people who believe in the fairies and stuff believe this, but for the sake of the argument I'm about to present, just pretend that, human life begins at conception, just pretend. And then he goes off and does this whole thing. I mean, that... where do you even begin with that? That's not a matter of opinion anymore. That's been scientifically proven. It's a scientific fact. The party of scientists, the super intellectual PhD professors who love science and hate everybody who and think everybody else who doesn't agree with them hate science, he thinks that a scientific fact is only held by these. Doesn't believe it and thinks only the fairy people believe this. What does that even mean, first of all? And second of all, you can't have an opinion on that. It's a fact. It's like saying, I don't really believe 2 + 2 = 4. You know, only those idiots believe that. But for the sake of the argument, let's just pretend 2 + 2 = 4 for now. Just because your opinion is it's 2 + 2 = 3 doesn't mean it's a valid opinion. It's a wrong opinion. This is a matter of fact or not fact. It's been proven. It's not a matter of debate anymore. And so first of all, to think of it as a you can have an opinion on this, and then to have the completely wrong opinion and to make fun of the people who hold the factually correct point of view on it is just absurd. It's just absolutely absurd. And these are supposed to be the smartest people in our society. And so now you have 20 kids in the classroom who don't know any better, who think that this is a debate, or that's a point of contention between groups of people. And apparently it is a point of contention among people who don't know what they're talking about, but there's no excuse for someone presumably educated
to not know that. That's, there's no excuse for that. So, oh, and before we get to the Carlson clip, well, we'll get to this after. Actually, it's a good lead into the Carlson clip, so we'll go to there now. But we'll talk about something else after. So Tucker Carlson interviewing this dope congressman, and here's what he has to say. If we get to it, hold on, where is it? It's at the one. Here we go. Fire that up. All right, Congressman Tuck, hold on. Oh, we got to turn the aux on here. That's what it is. All right, here we go.
Said here, not about Roe v. Wade, but just a general statement. All human beings are physically valuable. You agree with that. The second part is the intentional taking of human life by private persons is always wrong. Do you
agree
with that or not?
Two of the most personal decisions a person can make is a woman with her doctor about her own body and a person who's terminally ill about whether they want to die in peace. And he has chosen that the government should intervene.
Are you going to answer my question? The intentional taking of human life by private persons is always wrong. Now, if you can't agree on that...
The Constitution says
I'm
that a woman
has the
right.
What do you
to
think? No, I'm not talking about women's rights. I mean, intentional taking of human life by private persons is always wrong. That's what he said. And I just want to know if you agree with that statement or not.
What he has shown in his legal career.
Are you really afraid to say the intentional taking of life is wrong?
No, of course not. I was a prosecutor. I prosecuted people for intentionally taking life.
But what you won't agree with this because you're afraid of the abortion lobby and like, ooh, you're anti-abortion if you're against the intentional taking of human life. I mean, come on.
I believe a woman has a right to make her own decision about her own health care.
Do you think it is the taking of a human life, abortion?
I think that right now, at viability, before viability, a woman should be able to make her own decision. After viability, in the case of her own psychological health, in the case of rape or incest, she should also be able to make that decision.
Okay, but is it the taking of human life?
That is a woman's personal decision.
Okay, what do you think? Do you think it's I'm not asking about the decision. I mean, is it human life or not? What do you think?
She's terminating something that she does not want, and that's her own choice.
Okay, but do you think it's human life?
I think at viability, a baby, you know,
but
should
before that,
be
it's
decided
not human.
By the woman. She's the one who has to have it.
But you brought it up. That's why I'm pressing you. But do you think before viability, it's a human life or something else?
I think it's not viable yet, Tucker.
But is it human life?
Courts have decided.
You're not going to answer
woman,
my
decision.
Question now or ever, I suspect. Yeah. But you should, because it's a basic question, I think.
So, I mean, it just shows the absolute... The fact is he knows the answer to the question, but he's so terrified of the militant left that demonstrated themselves at Berkeley, those kinds of people, he's so terrified of them that he refuses to answer the question because he wants to keep his job. So, you know, you have people over there who are more concerned about that than are concerned about a fundamental question about life and death, which is troubling. But anyway, we turn from that wonderful topic to on the phone now screaming is Chris White, I think, just but watch out for your ears. Chris, gee, oh my word. Chris, you're on. Welcome. How are you?
I'm on, yeah.
Joining us live from the Wells Fargo Center. Chris, what's the environment in there? Can you describe it for me? All right. I'm fine.
It's time to wake you up right now. Let's go.
What kind of phone are you using? Are you using a phone you found in the bottom of the ocean or something? Where'd you get that? All right, well, he's in the Wells Fargo Center. How many people are in there?
It's not part of the song, you know? We all have to sing along.
Okay, I understand. Can you go ask some...
We're trying to fit 20 people into a 10-person row here. Sounds about right.
Wow. Can you...
Oh, man, we're going down. We're good.
Yep, this is where he starts screaming and doesn't listen to what I'm talking to him. We go back to the phone. Chris, how are you, first of all?
I'm doing great.
All right, good. Can you ask some people in there how they like their orange juice, with or without pulp?
Oh, question. How do you like orange juice, with or without pulp?
Without, always.
Not even a question. I like it with, but that's all right. That's okay. I'm in the
party here. All right. Well, yeah, you're wrong about that, but that's fine.
Did you catch all that? Yeah, we got a bunch of without.
Yeah, definitely without. All right. Can you ask them now, do they know the last NFL player to shoot himself in the leg after the Super Bowl?
If we know how many... Super Bowl player shoot
himself? No, the last Super Bowl player to shoot himself in the leg following the Super Bowl was who?
Who was the last football player to shoot himself in the leg after the Super Bowl?
Is that
all right? Hello. Do we know the answer to this?
I don't.
No one knows.
That's
a stupid question. Next question.
All right, next question. Can you tell me who the defending Big East basketball champions are?
What?
Who are the defending Big East basketball champions?
Didn't they lose to Georgetown today, or did they win?
No, they beat Georgetown today, yeah.
Oh, they almost blew like a 20-point lead.
Yeah, well, do you think they're... How are you feeling about Villanova's prospects tonight against the Johnnies?
St. John's says no chance. Zero chance. Yeah, not really remotely concerned.
All right, yeah, you're probably right about that.
I'm right behind the hoop. Catch me live on CBS or whatever it's broadcast on. Ellie, check me out.
No. I'm pretty sure they're going to be blurring you out if you ever show up on one of the TV screens. You're so fugly, but sorry about that. I said they're probably going to blur you out if you ever show up on one of the TV screens. Nobody wants to see it. Yeah. Well, can you... I don't want you to get beat up over there, but can you ask for a thumbs up or thumbs down on their opinion of what a job Trump's done so far?
The people I'm with are going to give me thumbs down, I think.
Oh, well, they're haters.
Donald Trump, thumbs up or thumbs down.
I'm going to give him a chance.
Let's give him a chance.
But, I believe in democracy and our democratic process, but currently giving him a thumbs down with some of his actions.
They're going to announce the players? Is that what you're telling me?
All
right.
I mean, if you want to stay on the line while that happens, I don't know. I feel like it's happening soon.
No. We're not going to be able to hear anything.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
I think they announced it way too first to get at least they all know.
All right, I don't understand anything you just said, so.
I have no idea. What time is it?
All right, thank you, Chris.
Okay, bye, everyone.
Bye, Chris. Thank you. Bye. Okay. Well, it didn't go as well as it could have gone, but it went fine. So I don't know if anyone understood a thing he said, but that's fine too. So what was the point I was going to make before? I don't even remember. Oh, yeah. Well, now we'll transition back out of the basketball stuff because that didn't go very well. Hold on. Yeah, I use the 2+2 argument as a good argument. It illustrates the difference between facts and opinions. Yeah, I'm being criticized for my analogy there, but I mean, it's a fact, and if you think it's not, you're wrong. It's not a matter of you don't have an equally valid opinion that it equals 3 or 5. You're just wrong. It's not every opinion is not made equal. That's just how it is. But anyway, yeah. So Lafayette, of course, and all these left-wing institutions are priding themselves now on being, you know, great spokespeople on the current, basically any current event of the day that interferes with their ideology. They're going to say, you know, doesn't align with the values of the school or whatever. So basically every issue that happens that Trump does doesn't align with their values, whatever, with their opinions, with their political opinions. So they have to speak out about it. But would you think maybe, and these issues have nothing to do, really, in most of them, the majority of them have nothing to do with the school or the people here or whatever. There's no reason that they need to be, you know, doing this other than for publicity and because they want to talk to the students or whatever. But you would think, based on what's going on across the college campuses, where anytime a conservative speaker goes to a college campus, almost any time he's met with protests that are often violent and often cause him or her to have to shut down the speech that they're going to give,
happening across the country at college campuses. Dozens of examples of this. It's a pertinent issue at colleges of free expression and free speech and diverse ideas, there, which are coming under crisis at schools everywhere. And of course, it hasn't happened at Lafayette yet because Lafayette won't bring in a conservative speaker. But if they ever did, it would happen here because all the students are coddled into thinking that their progressive ideology is the truth and that it should happen and that anything trying to stop it is bigoted, which we've gone into before. We don't need to get into again, but that's just the basic principle of it. And so it hasn't happened here because it hasn't had a chance yet, but it would. And so do you think the school would come out with something and say, you know, after dozens of examples of this across the country, and the most recent one resulting in, you know, people being beaten unconscious with metal poles and punched in the face and made and blood on the floor and the cement and all this and that and stores getting absolutely trashed and set on fire because they didn't like the guy coming in to speak. We as an institution would just like to say that we respect and promote diverse opinions and, you know, any that type of conduct would never be welcome. And if somebody wants to bring in a conservative speaker, they're more than welcome to, you know, and just reassure people that that would not happen here since they feel like they need to comment on every single news issue of the day. You would think maybe they would say that. You would think if they're going to be newscasters, you would think they would maybe mention that and affirm that they are in favor of diverse speech. But of course, they're completely silent on it because if they ever said something, they would precipitate the mob happening here because they've created a Frankenstein. So of course, they're not going to say anything. But that just shows that they are completely hypocritical and nonsensical in their administration of and speaking out on these various issues, and it just is slightly irritating, but it's fine. So, well, it's slightly irritating, yeah, but we'll get through it and survive, and hopefully the place won't get burned down if a conservative ever comes to speak. Not like the conservative organizations here would ever get their act together to make that happen, but it's another issue. So, anyway, as we make a complete non sequitur here, the Super Bowl, the Falcons are going to win 27-21. Julio Jones is going to score the game-winning touchdown. Matt Ryan, hopefully Tom Brady gets sacked about 15 times, fumbles the ball a few times, throws like 4 or 5 picks. And then Matt Ryan throws a bunch of touchdowns, and the Falcons win. That's what we're rooting for. So, and at the line on the Patriots are a 3-point favorite, but here at Lafayette, in the Lafayette betting circles, the Patriots are a 6-point favorite. So, of course, I'm taking my Falcons, and I wiped the floor in fantasy football, and I will wipe the floor here, and we'll come out better on the other end for it. So that's the deal. And then we'll close out here. Pretty good season premiere. We'll be back next Saturday unless there's a basketball game or something, or they fire me in the next week. And then we'll be back next week at 7 o'clock. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. We'll send you out with... we could probably do both. We'll send you out with some Chris Young and some Dustin Lynch. That's what we'll do. So we'll see you all next week. Thank you.
You say it ain't the same. Spends all his time playing your heart like it's just a game. He should've never let you go. Now I got a real good reason to let you know I wanna hold you close and pick up the pieces. You don't have to be alone tonight. Why you sitting at home?
Also, as we transition between songs here, it's slightly amusing that the Iranians said they're going to stop letting Americans into Iran. It's like when people are going for to another country, to Iran, they're not looking for desert.
Handful of friends park in the dark where the road dead ends. With the trunk popped open and the music blowing up the JBLs. Just popping them tops, yeah, we were shooting off like a shotgun shell. Singing, beer for liquor, yeah, you never been sicker. Cops were pretty quick, yeah, but we were always quicker. Burning up the road till the tank ran dry. Just at home, boys, staying up all. ID, worn out boots, and they can't tell me nothing, kind of attitude. Got a styrofoam cup, gonna fill it all up with a little bit of whiskey. Just talking that smack, gonna take it out back, who's coming with me?